The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
What is that? Okay, so yesterday we did the Rambam's definition of tshuva, which we will review briefly before tackling the problem. Umahi hatshuva, what is the tshuva? Should abandon the sin. He should remove it from his thoughts, and he should resolve in his heart not to do it again. As it says, the Russia should abandon his way, and the iniquitous man his thoughts. So we said basically that conceptually, I guess, like this is one step. But the Rambam conveniently broke down to three stages for us. Okay, azivas achet just is stop doing the sin, right? If you're living with this woman, you know that you committed adultery with, you know, like leave her, right? Two, yisurim makshavta, remove it from your repertoire of action. I was saying that means mentally, that this is not in the realm of things that I do. Okay, right, and that's before committing to not do it again. Third stage is the commitment to not doing again. And the phrase that people use, and I don't know where they get this from, I mean, it's not a bad phrase, is Kabbalah al ha'asid, like accepting upon yourself not to do in the future. That's what the Rambam is saying is Yigmur B'libur Shalei Seva Oath. Could be, yeah. Oh, no, wait, why would it be in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell you how to do tshuva. And that's the problem with the Shulchan Aruch, right? Is that, you know, that, and I'm not saying that he never says it. There's no Hilchos tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch, right? And that's the big issue, right? Is that the Mishnah Torah is all of Taryag in conceptual order. I want to know how to do tshuva. I know where to look. I don't want to do it. I there's no Hilchos tshuva in the. It might be mentioned somewhere in like Yom Kippurim. You know, vidui. Yeah.
All about luck is
yeah. Oh. Oh, you really got me. Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's going to be relevant to today. Yeah. All right. Okay. So that's the easy part of the definition of tshuva. Okay. And that's all the I think, main thing we did yesterday. Okay. But then he says, V'chein yisnachem asha avar, so too you should regret what you transgressed. Okay. And which means you do the regret after the stopping doing the sin and doing tshuva on that. How do we know this? After Shneimar, ki achrei shuvi nichamti, v'achrei hivati sifakti al yareich. After I returned, I regretted. Okay, which was one of our questions was, you know, certainly you're going to regret at the very beginning that starts off the whole process. Why does it put regret after the tshuva? Okay, then the part we're going to focus on today. V'yayid alav yudei talumus shlo yeshuv l'zei achet l'olam. So the way I translated this yesterday is that the knower of hidden things, which is God, will testify about you that you will not return to the sin forever. Shneimar, as it says, v'lo nomar od Eloheinu l'maaseh yadeinu asher b'cha yiruchan yason. We will no longer say our gods to the work of our hands, and only in you, in God, the orphan finds mercy. You need to confess verbally and say these things that you resolved in your heart. Okay, so our focus today is on this part. So the questions were, number one, like plain pshat, what does it mean? Plain pshat, what does it mean that God testifies about you that you won't do it again?
No.
That you'll never do it again, right? Yeah. Right. And we said, see, you know, it sounds on the surface like if you did it again, like you're not at that level, right? We said that that's possible. I gave an argument for why, like, if you did it again, maybe it's a new chet, but like. But plain pshat is like if you do end up doing it again, then evidently you weren't on that level because God's knowledge is absolute and outside of time. So yeah, okay. So and then the other question was, what is this pasuk doing? Okay, I understand we will no longer say our gods the work of our hands, but the orphan finding comfort or finding mercy in God, what is that doing? So I sent a voice message to David Fishbein saying, I apologize, but I think last I said last year I think I asked you the following question. Fishbein, I apologize. Last year, I think I asked you the following question. What does this mean? Okay. So he's told me this idea twice in a row. Okay. And I've forgotten every year. So this year I asked him, and since it's in the voice note, he gave this like 7-minute voice note, which is like its own shir on tshuva, which I want to send. Yeah. I'm going to send it to the discussion group. It's really well. So I'm going to say my own understanding of it. It's really good though. So his questions that he asked on this are, his main question is kind of what was bothering us. Seems like an unreasonable level to say that you will never do it again, like that you know for sure you'll never do it again. I understand committing to never doing it again, right? But saying you know for sure based on like God's knowledge that you'll never do it again, that seems unreasonable. Yeah.
What do you mean you know?
No, it doesn't mean that you know, but it means that God must be able to testify about you that you're not going to do it again. So you're going to say you're going to prove God a liar? Chas v'shalom? The Chalila?
Right. And so how do you know that? How can it mean something that you never know that actually God?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Unless you had another possibility. That sounds true.
I'm saying what he's saying in a different way.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know.
And then Fishbein brought, that's how you make good pickles. No, that's nasty pickles. Okay. Anyway, that's how you make herring.
Yeah.
Fish brine. Yeah. But Fishbein brought another question from, you don't like fish. From, he said, when a ger does Kabbalah some mitzvos, the ger is saying, like, I'm going to keep all the mitzvos. Now, if he does an avera, does that mean that his kabbalah some mitzvos was no good and the ger is just, like, retroactively puzzle? Of course not, right? Or when you're mekabel olmach u'shamayim, you know, does that mean that anything that you do indicates that your kabbalah olmach u'shamayim wasn't a good olmach u'shamayim? No, right? And I think that'd be ridiculous, you know, unless you're going to say yes. But,
well, it would be, but, like, it would show a defect in your...
Yeah, but then no one can have a...
No, of course.
Yeah, right.
I'm saying it doesn't show a defect in the Kabbalah, but shows a defect in the, like, continuation of the Kabbalah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, right.
I'm not doing that. Not
from that point on.
Yeah.
Right, but isn't him adding though? So if we just had that, the Yigmar believer Shleisehu, then I'd be fine. But the fact that he says God testifies about you that you won't do it again would seem to be that if you did it again, then the tshuva wouldn't be a complete tshuva, and that's the problem. Is it sounds like that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
Is it unreasonable that
you reach
that level, or is it?
No, it's not unreasonable to reach the level. It's unreasonable to demand that your tshuva be such that it meets the standards of divine omniscience. Right. And that's how he seems to say it. Okay. So whether you accept the question or not, I'm going to give you an answer. Okay, from Fishbein. So Fishbein said that one of the essential components in tshuva that underlies the whole thing is belief in the efficacy of tshuva, belief that tshuva works. Okay, and the clearest place where the Rambam says this is in the Mor Nebuchim. Yeah?
What do you mean by that?
I shall explain. He says, so this is in, you know, the Rambam gives Tamei Mitzvos in the Mor Nebuchim in the third Chelek, okay, and he groups them into 14 categories, not the same as the categories in the Yad. Okay, famous question. And the first category, we're going to read the whole thing because it's short. Oh, no, we're not going to because we don't have time. he says, so the first category of mitzvos is mitzvos that are designed to inculcate true ideas or true beliefs. And he says, "Upashut hu ki gam hateshuva min akvuta hazo." It's obvious that tshuva is also part of this grouping. Klomar, meaning to say, min ha-hashkafas asher lo tehi sedira mitzius ishe ha-torasim ki'im besvirasa. Meaning, that the reason for it is to give you beliefs that it is impossible to have a Torah society unless people believe it. Okay. It's impossible that a person will not sin or make a mistake. Okay, it's impossible. That's a pasuk in Koheles. Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yachata. There's no person who's so righteous that he does only good and doesn't sin. Okay. Whether by embracing a belief or a mida which is not actually like proper, or if you are overpowered by desire or anger. Side point here, sounds like the Rambam is saying that the only causes for sin are either anger or taiva. Something to think about. Okay, I don't know how much you want to read into that. No.
He talks about how, like, it at least it blinds you.
He talks about anger blinds you. He doesn't say that the only reasons for sinning are being overpowered by taiva or kas. Yeah, I don't know. Just something out. Side point. Okay. Im yihi adam b'deah. Now here's the key point though. Im yihi adam b'deah she'in merape l'sheber zeh la'olam. If a person were of the belief, now this is a famous Kafak translation thing. Kafak always translates emuna as deah, as like not conviction. Okay. This is the one case where I disagree with Kafak, that the Rambam does differentiate between conviction and knowledge. Okay. And so whatever, if a person were convinced that there was no way to heal his breaking, Yasmid Bataiso, he would persevere in his straying. The Shemagam Yosef Bemerio im lotiye lo eta, and maybe he would even increase his rebellion. Okay, Mario here means his rebellion, not the way that New York people mispronounce Mario's name of the Mario brothers. Im lotiye lo eta, if he doesn't have any strategy. Okay. About im hasvara b'tshuva yachzor l'muta, with the svara, with the here svara meaning the theory of tshuva or the belief in tshuva, yachzor l'muta, then he'll go back. V'yashuv l'matzav mesukan b'yoser, and he could even achieve a higher level. U'liyoser shalem mimasha haya kodem shiachata, and this is a yisod in tshuva. You could reach a higher level than you were before you sinned. That's b'makum shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yacholim la'amod. In a place where bali tshuva stand, not even complete tzadikim can stand. U'lefikach, and therefore rabu hamasim hamachaz. Therefore, there are many actions which reinforce this proper fundamental belief a lot. Kolomar, haviduyin. Okay, vidui, the purpose of vidui saying is to reinforce your conviction that tshuva works. Two, v'hakorbanos al hashgagos. Okay, korban on shgagos reinforces your belief in the efficacy of tshuva. V'chein gam al zadon miksas haveros. And same thing on certain mazid veros, batanios and fast days. Okay. Bahativu haklali lishuv mikol chait, his natkus mimeno. Tshuva is the complete removal from a chait. Vizo tachlis hashkafa zo. And that's the ultimate objective of this hashkafa. Vihine nisbara toalos kol elo. Okay, fine. And we've explained all these. Okay, so what does this have to do with our topic? So Fishbein, so that's one step. Okay, and then another step in all time together. The other step is that it's not that Ya'it Allah Yudea Talamus doesn't mean that God testifies about you that you will never return to it. It's that you call God as your witness. Okay, and the Kesef Mishnah says this. V'yishlomor dehachi ka'amar yikach le'ed la'shem yisal alaf shalo yashuv lachote lachato. And you know what? Actually, the one who says it better is the Yad Pshuta, our new friend. He says that Pirush Yikach lo le'ed as Hashem, v'hu kamo hamischai mamon tzarech shiomer le'edim havu alai edim. So if you become liable for a monetary thing, you have to designate people as your witnesses. So you designate God as your witness. Yes. I think, okay. I think I missed the joke.
You need
to wait. Oh, okay, yeah. No, but that's an open mission in Pirkei Avos. No. Okay, whatever. That's a separate Mishnaic reference. Okay, so taking these two steps, Fishbein wanted to say that. What? No, David Fishbein. What he wanted to say is that what it means is like this, okay? In order for your tshuva to be complete, you have to be convinced that the tshuva changed you. Okay? And the example that it gives in Hosea, let's just look at that briefly in context. In Hosea, it says, return Israel unto Hashem your God, for you have stumbled in your iniquity. Take words with you and return to Hashem, saying, may you forgive all iniquity and accept good intentions, and let our lips substitute for bulls. Assyria will not save us, and we will not ride upon horses. And we will no longer say, O our gods, the work of our hands, for it is with you that an orphan finds mercy. I will rectify their waywardness. I will love them gratuitously, for my anger is turned away from them. I will be to Israel like the dew. He will blossom, et cetera, et cetera. All these nice things. Ephraim will say, this is like, you know, another word for Klal Yisrael, for the northern kingdom, what more need I have for idols? I will respond and I will gaze upon him. So what Fishbein says, you have to put yourself in the position of the Jews at the time of Hosea in the northern kingdom. Avodah Zarah was rampant, okay? You need to be able to conceive of the fact that there will come a day when you will no longer say our gods to the work of your hands, that there, it is possible to get to a point where you will no longer go back to Avodah Zarah. And if you still have lingering doubts about like, like maybe I can't achieve that level where I don't do the sin again, then that's a lack in your tshuva. Okay. So it's not describing the reality before God's omniscience that you will never go back to the sin. It's describing the state of your heart and your mind that you are convinced that this change is real to the point where like you're calling God to testify about it. And a proof, a support for this, not a proof for this, is I did before Shir did a search for the phrase Yodea Talumos, because I had never seen that expression used before about God. Turns out it comes from one pasuk in Tehillim, which is Halo Elokim Yachkor Zos, God will investigate this. Ki hu Yodea Talumos Lev, he knows the inner the hidden things of your heart. Okay, and for example, the Malbim says, I mean, a lot of people say stuff like this, but the Malbim says it clearly. God knows the truth that is in our hearts. So how does that prove it? Because we learned it as God knows the hidden futures of our existence, that you won't sin again. But the way Fishbein is interpreting it and the way that the pasuk says it is God knows in your heart, do you actually believe that you have changed and that you're doing tshuva? And a really good example of this is when you talk to people who have gone through various like 12-step programs, you know, and been successful, like people who have like been sober or whatever for like 40 years, you know, like they, even though they continue being focused on the battle, the whole like 12-step program is predicated on the fact that you could go the rest of your life in sobriety, you know, and you can make that permanent change, you know? So like, that's the level of conviction that you have to have. And I think this also answers another question, which is the way we were learning it yesterday. We were learning it basically like, your commitment needs to be so good that you will not do it again, right? But the weird thing is, if that were the case, then this requirement seems to be part of the second step, right? Of the third step of Yigmor Belibo. But this is really closer to the culmination of tshuva, that you need to reach this point where like you are not going to do it again. Yeah, okay. So I'll send the thing to the discussion group because it's good to listen to him say the whole thing instead of me trying to cram it into like a shorter amount of time. But then tomorrow, let's aim to answer the question about nechama, about regret. Okay? All righty. Yeah?
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, share, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.